Welcome into Your Business Decision, everyone. I'm Ralph Russell, and this is episode 004. The goal of Your Business Decision is to assist listeners with making your best financial slash business decisions possible by offering insight from experts covering a variety of financial topics. In episode 002, a solo episode, I covered how to proceed with your commercial real estate loan request when your bank says no. Episode 003 featured Catherine Sabara, an expert in group healthcare plans, and we discussed steps to take to find the most cost-effective group healthcare plan for your small to mid-sized business. On this episode 004 of Your Business Decision, I'm joined by Chris Orestes, a nationally known senior care advocate. As we know, the costs of long-term care are increasing every single year, but most families and advisors do not understand what they will be confronting when it's time to start paying for that care. Too many people wait until they're in the middle of a crisis situation before they start trying to figure out how in the world long-term care works. Long-term care is a topic people just simply don't want to discuss, and it's a very expensive proposition. Families can go broke trying to provide for a loved one. During our conversation with Chris, he will highlight how your life insurance policy may be able to actually help you pay for your senior care cost. Listen, I really appreciate you taking time to listen to Your Business Decision. I welcome your comments on the show notes section in iTunes. Feel free to suggest topics and guests for future episodes. And I would be very, very grateful if you chose to subscribe to Your Business Decision and share the episodes on your social media platforms. I'll be back with the interview with Chris Orestes right after this. Welcome into Your Business Decision, episode 004. I'm happy to have with us today Chris Orestes. Chris is the founder of Life Care Funding and now Executive Vice President of GWG Life. And also, Chris has been very nationally known over the years for his advocacy of senior care. Chris also originated the concept of exchanging life insurance policies to pay for long-term care benefits. Chris is the author of two ebooks, Amazon best-selling ebooks, Help on the Way and A Survival Guide to Aging. Chris has been a legislative expert, featured speaker, columnist, and contributor to a number of insurance and long-term care industry publications. With all of that being said, Chris, thanks so much for joining us today on Your Business Decision. Really happy you took some time to be with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm happy to be able to have the time to talk about this important issue.
So, Chris, as we both know, you know, people are warned to plan for the future almost constantly over the course of their adult life. But as everybody knows, the reality is too few actually do take the time and they do not secure the insurance they need or the financial products that can mitigate their future risk. So many people are concerned about the challenges they have today of whether it be qualifying for a mortgage or paying for their kids' college or paying their own student loan debt. So what happens is a crisis comes up. Either their parents come and to them and say, I've got a serious medical issue and I've got to pay for long-term care. I have not done that. Can you help? Or possibly it's their own, you know, particular health issues that confront them and they really run into an issue. So I'm so happy to have you here today to talk about the options that people have to take their life insurance assets and convert them into, you know, long-term care plans. So what do you see as the biggest concerns facing the majority of people as they face their long-term or senior care needs going forward?
You know, Ralph, you put it very well when we started this discussion, and that is that families are not planning. They're not well-informed. In fact, and oftentimes they're not just not well-informed, they're misinformed. They don't understand the differences between Medicare and Medicaid. They don't understand the differences between assisted living, skilled nursing. And people will not start to act on long-term care until they find themselves in a crisis situation. And then they're acting from behind the eight ball. They're scrambling. The time is short. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of pressure. Oftentimes, families are forced into the role of being a caregiver, or financially, they're putting out a lot of money because care is very expensive, and they're not prepared for what it is they're going to run into, and they don't realize that there are solutions available to them. So the big crisis is not only not being prepared, but not being well informed, and then finding yourself in a crisis situation where you have to scramble really at the last second to figure out how to navigate one of the most complicated things you'll ever navigate in your life, and that's how to get a loved one or yourself into the appropriate form of long-term care and how you're going to pay for it.
It's interesting you brought up in your white paper here that there's, you know, 10 million long-term care insurance policies in force, but by comparison, there are over 100 million life insurance policies in force, and seniors allow about 100 billion, that's with a B, worth of policies to lapse or be surrendered annually. And, you know, can you share with the listeners how these life insurance policies that so many of them may have could actually be utilized for their long-term care needs?
What people don't realize is that life insurance policies are actually an asset that they own. A life insurance policy is no different than a home. You make mortgage payments on a home. You make premium payments on a life insurance policy. Well, if you're a senior and you're getting to the point in life where you might be needing long-term care, would you just abandon your home and just walk away and let it foreclose? Of course you wouldn't. Well, too many seniors are doing that with life insurance policies. They make premium payments for years, and then they lapse or surrender the policy, and they let it go. And they've just thrown a valuable asset away without realizing that there is a market that they could get the value of that policy by selling it. If you were going to leave your home, you would sell it to get its real market value. Well, you can do the same thing with a life insurance policy. You can sell it for its full market value and then use those funds in a variety of ways that will help you pay for the cost of retirement or long-term care, which can be very expensive.
So how, one question that when I brought this concept up with friends of mine in various conversations, one question that comes up a lot is, how is the value of my parents or my own life insurance on the secondary market? How is the value of the offer for my policy determined?
It's an actuarial table that will determine the value of your policy based on a couple of factors. One is, what are the premium payments to keep the policy in force? Because what you're going to be doing is selling the policy to someone else who's going to carry the policy and keep it in force until it matures. So it's, what is the premium payment and what is your age and health condition? Think of it like reverse underwriting. When you are young and healthy and you buy insurance, you get more and better coverage for less money. Well, when it gets to the point that you're older and sicker, and now at the point where you probably need long-term care services, the more you're going to get for the policy is based on your age and your health. So in many ways, the older and sicker you are, the better you're going to do when you exchange a life insurance policy through the secondary market.
Now, there's a timeline that this exchange of a policy or the sale of a policy with the proceeds going into a trust to pay for senior care should take place, correct? I mean, there typically needs to be a fairly immediate need for either some senior care, whether it's at home care, whether it is assisted living, nursing home. Can you explain to the listeners the timeline that should be taken into consideration when considering this type of exchange?
Yeah, this is something that is an opportunity to address an immediate need for care. This is not something you would do, let's say, instead of purchasing long-term care insurance if you are eligible. Again, the older and sicker you are, the more you're going to get for the exchange of your policy, the higher the exchange value is. So this is really a tool to help address immediate need for care. Somebody who may already need long-term care services or would be getting them, but they can't afford it. Many people who use this approach are already in an assisted living community. They're using home care, or they're very, very close to the time that they want to start using it. They're probably already getting support from a loved ones and a family member. So you have a life insurance policy sitting there. Let's say you had a life insurance policy, a $500,000 death benefit, mm-hmm. and an immediate need for care. And you were thinking about, well, that's expensive. We don't want to make premium payments on this life insurance policy anymore. We should probably just get rid of it. Let's either take the cash surrender value, or if there's none, we'll just lapse it and let it go. Well, wait a minute. That policy could potentially have 30, 40, 50, 60 cents on the dollar in value. So let's just say you were in immediate need of long-term care services and you were able to get 50 cents on the dollar for the policy. So that $500,000 policy that you were going to throw away, all of a sudden you've turned it into $250,000 of readily available funds that would go into the benefit account. Now, the benefit account is an irrevocable bank trust account. It's not a trust. It's actually a bank account, but it's an irrevocable bank account that holds the money and makes payments directly on a monthly basis to any form of care that somebody chooses. So whether they want assisted living, home care, memory care, skilled nursing care, any form of care will qualify once they've funded the benefit account. The benefit account is also flexible and adjustable. So they might start with home care for $1,000 a month, and then after 6 months, they see that they need to move into an assisted living community that's going to be $5,000 a month. Well, with a simple change notice to the benefit plan, you can change what form of care you're getting and how much you're paying for it. Now, with that money in the account, it'll keep paying out towards care as long as there's money in the account. You're going to be spending the amount that's in the benefit account because you've exchanged the full death benefit for that living benefit in the form of a long-term care account, which is going to make monthly payments on your care for as long as there's money in the account. If by chance you were to pass away while there was still money in that account, then anything left in the account would transfer to whoever you've named as the account beneficiary, which can be one or more people.
Yeah, thanks so much. That was my next question, is what indeed does happen to the assets should there be money still left in the account and the insured passes away? And you just addressed that. Now, what is the process for someone to look into whether their policy can qualify, how much it qualifies for? Can you address that, please?
Yeah, it's actually a simplified process. You're going to submit a simple application that gives some basic information. We want to look at a copy of the policy, and we're going to conduct a phone interview and look at medical records. That from there, we're going to determine what is the condition of the policy and what is the condition of the insured. We want to know what their health is, their age, their care needs are, and we want to look at the policy to understand the policy parameters, in particular, the premium payments that will be necessary to keep it in force. So you're going to submit that information remotely. You don't have to meet with anybody. It can be done through a phone call and email, and then that phone interview to discuss health care needs and the current health care situation will be conducted. And from that, which is a pretty quick process, it takes about 10 days from start to finish to figure out what the value of the policy is. That value is then presented to the policy owner. And if they determine that that's a value that they want to accept and exchange their policy, from start to finish to completing the exchange process, funding the benefit account and starting the benefit payments, can be done in about a time frame of 60 days.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I think you've summarized this really, really well, Chris. There's a lot of information we covered in a short period of time. So how do you suggest that listeners reach out to you and your company to get more information about this process?
There's a couple of ways to learn more. One, obviously, is we always encourage people to go online and do their research and Google long-term care benefit. They can look my name up, Chris Orestes. They can look up our company, GWG Life. Visit us at the GWG Life website, which focuses on the benefit program, and that is lcx.gwglife.com. Or they could also ask their financial advisor or an elder law attorney, many of whom work with this approach as another way to help their clients fund long-term care needs. But we would certainly welcome talking to any families direct if they visit the website and reach out to us, and be happy to answer questions and show them what the potential exchange value is for their life insurance policy. We want to make sure families know, do not lapse or surrender a policy. In essence, do not throw a policy away without first making sure you understand what its exchange value may be. It could be the key to solving your retirement and long-term care costs.
Yeah, you hit the nail right in the head there. Very, very good information. I'm going to make all that information Chris just mentioned available in the show notes section of the podcast. So I'll mention it one more time. But again, for those of you driving or walking around the block on the treadmill, whatever you might be doing listening to the podcast, you don't have to worry about grabbing a pen. But for those of you who are available to write it down, it's www.lcx.gwglife.com. That's GWG like George William George Life.com. Chris Arestis, so many thanks for joining us. Really a illuminating conversation, really great knowledge, and super, super important information for all of us who are facing how in the world do we pay for the ever-increasing cost of long-term care. And as you mentioned, whatever you do, don't lapse or let your family lapse a life insurance policy without looking into this concept first, and consult with a elder care attorney if you'd like to, or your financial advisor for more information. And again, all this information will be available in the show notes section of the podcast, Your Business Decision. That's Your Business Decision, episode 004 with Chris Arestis. So Chris, continued success. Thanks for being such an advocate for seniors, and look forward to having you on again at another episode down the road.
We would very much enjoy being a part of another episode. And thank you so much for having me today.
My pleasure. And everyone, again, you're listening to Your Business Decision with Ralph Russell. I'll be back with more right after this. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to episode 004 of Your Business Decision. I look forward to bringing you future episodes. In fact, some of the topics we'll be covering in future episodes will be how to participate in real estate investing. You know, have you thought about fixing up a place? There's so many shows on HGTV regarding flip this house and so forth. We'll talk about that type of opportunity and financing that opportunity with experts in fix and flip financing, as well as wholesaling and investment properties in an upcoming episode. We'll also talk about credit repair. Many business applicants come to my company in search of business financing. Some are in real good shape in terms of having their financial house in order. Some are not and need to get some credit repair team involved to get some things off the credit reports and to strengthen their credit profile before they file for a business loan. So we'll talk about a credit repair expert in an upcoming episode. And also, with mortgage rates still pretty close to record lows, even though we've seen a little bit of an increase in the last year, now may be a time for those of you looking for your first house or possibly refinancing your house to hear from a mortgage expert. So we'll have a mortgage expert that I've referred clients to over the years that really knows this stuff, has been doing this for quite some time. So each and every episode, I'd like to shed light on a different topic that I feel would be important to learn more about. We'll have a retirement planning expert on in future episodes, as well as a investment specialist that will discuss how to hedge your portfolio against a possible stock market collapse. I mean, everybody talks about how to make money on the upside, but no one really talks about how to possibly make money in the downside, or at least protect what you have in your portfolio. Very, very important. So we'll have that episode coming up here over the next couple of weeks as well. So really enjoy bringing you this. It's fun to be back behind the microphone again. And again, many thanks for sharing some of your time by listening into today's podcast. And again, if you'd be so kind to share your comments about the episode in the show notes section, I'd love for you to subscribe if you're so inclined, and share with your friends who might be interested in different financial topics as well. So until next time, have a great one, and we'll talk soon.